The 20th edition of Australia's biggest bike race is underway in Adelaide, and three-time world road champion Peter Sagan announced himself as one of the favourites after he took out the People's Choice Classic on Sunday. The season-opening win puts his sprint rivals on notice, with the Tour Down Under known to favour the sprinters rather than the climbers. Sagan won the bunch sprint in the 50.6-kilometre Twilight Street race, proving too good for his rivals Andre Greipel, Caleb Ewan and Elia Viviani. Sagan returns to Adelaide for the first time as a father, and the Slovakian says he's trying his best to juggle fatherhood and cycling.
I'm trying to get used for it, and it's a very nice feeling. It's only one kid what I have, it's first kid, and I'm very happy. Everything's fine, and he's healthy. It's important.
Sagan dedicated the People's Choice Classic win to his wife Kate and son Marlon. Veteran cycling commentator Paul Sherwin is in Australia working on the Tour Down Under. He's told the Nine Network he thinks the entire race will be won for the sprinters.
The world champion, Peter Sagan, he'll be confident. Caleb Ewan made a tactical error in his first sprint of this week, and I think he'll get it right today. But let's not forget, this race is not just about opening the day one. It's all about the whole week of the race. It's 6 days of racing, a festival of cycling here down in South Australia.
The Tour Down Under now attracts nearly 800,000 people to Adelaide, with nearly 40,000 visitors from interstate and overseas. The economic impact of the race is around the $40 million mark. 2009 Tour Down Under winner Alan Davis told the ABC it's a great time of the year for the region.
It's great to be back in Adelaide. I mean, this time of year, the city's buzzing, and it's always been like that now for 20 years. So, you know, the South Australian Tourism and the government and all the sponsors put on a fantastic event, and it's the biggest cycling event in the Southern Hemisphere, you know, across the board. So it's always great to be back here if you're into cycling.
In 2005, the race was promoted by the International Cycling Union to the highest ranking outside Europe. And in 2008, it became the first event outside Europe to obtain Pro Tour status. It's a status that guarantees the attendance of all the big teams and riders, so much so that Lance Armstrong even made his comeback from a doping ban in the 2009 event. And Davis says the race obtaining Pro Tour status is the biggest development in its 20-year history.
To me, it was always big from the start, and it's just maintained it. You know, we've had probably the difference would be now having the Pro Tour status with the Pro Tour points on up for grabs for the riders. And I think that's changed the dynamic of the race quite a bit since 2008. But the crowds and the hype around, like I said before, the event has always been there since day one.
No rider has won the Tour Down Under 2 years in a row, which might be bad news for last year's champion Richie Porte. He can draw hope, though, as his team, BMC, boasts the last three winners of the event. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.